heels in my jammies. I need to laugh at when the sun is out. I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
The coronavirus pandemic and shutdown have caused many creative people to go online to keep in touch with their audiences. Lower Cape musician Tim Sweeney is one of them, and so far he's having a great time with his Beatles in My Jammies series. No, he doesn't always wear pajamas while performing Beatles songs. Sometimes he records in a park, but he always conveys the relaxed mood the name implies.
About 2 years ago, I decided to go back and learn as many Beatles songs as I could in the right key if possible with the correct chord. And I try to play them in a way, imagine when John went to Paul or Paul went to John and said, hey, you know, here's something I've been working on, because they only had an acoustic guitar. So I try to imagine what that's like and not copy it exactly like they did a particular song. So anyway, with the quarantine, we shut the store down March 17th. And I was at home and I was playing my guitar and I started singing some Beatles songs. And I thought, well, I'm in my jammies, I should get in some pants. And then I thought, why? I can play in my jammies. So that's how Beatles in My Jammies started.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone.
Some people, God bless them, they're using reverb and boxes and things and microphones. I just decided to play my guitar and sing. So I do a couple of versions and then I pick the best one. Most of them I'm learning. You know, I didn't really know Mother Nature's Son. I tried it maybe 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but I wasn't playing it the right way. So part of this is an education for me.
And Sweeney says in his long career, he has never experienced anything like the time we're in now.
Believe me, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I've had crowds with me, and then I've had them when they aren't with you, and you think it's you, you're doing something, but you pick somebody out, you know, somebody that's looking, maybe has requested a song. I'll pick you up and get you going, because you got to have a back and forth when you have a crowd. Of course, that's what's weird now. Everybody's on Facebook and YouTube. And I'm wondering if it's enough of a connection, you know? It's just the way it's going to be. I'm thinking a couple years, maybe.